Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Exton.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the studio, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Hello again.
I know what you're thinking. I don't want to bother these guys by sending too many emails and communications to them. They told me to stop, and I'm upset about it, right?
Yep.
That's what goes through your mind as a gym owner when you start to create marketing campaigns. And, you know, while, yeah, you're going to piss some people off, I was told by one of our best friend mentors.
Tossing the same thing, Todd Brown.
Todd Brown. And he said something that just like resonated and should probably resonate with you. When marketing, when trying to sell our service and product to our list, we're not in the business of preventing opt-outs. We're in the business of creating sales. You should not be afraid to send that email, that extra text, that extra communication. Hell, 2, 3, 4 in a day is sometimes what happens. Now, how do we know this is true versus just, you know, gobbledygook that we're just saying send more because it creates more? Your revenue is directly proportional to the amount of offers you make to your list.
Boom.
They won't buy anything if they don't know what you're selling. If you don't even try to sell it, they're not going to buy it. Like, they're not going to come in and, hey, I was wondering if possibly that you actually have a product that you can sell me. That doesn't happen. You have to be aggressive. Now, listen, guys, I know what it's like to get a bunch of opt-outs or stops or unsubscribes over the years. I mean, hell, we probably had 50,000 leads come and go in this business. But at the end of the day, the people that want to hear from you will stay active on your list, regardless if you throw a couple extra emails out to ask them for a sell. So think about the e-commerce world. The guy that you the company you opted in because you saw a cool wallet.
Yeah, that's exactly what that stands out for me.
Or a knife online, yeah. or you saw an air fryer or something that was cool, different. You saw it on Instagram, but you opted in but didn't buy. And then what happens next?
They hit you with your abandoned cart sequence right away.
Boom.
Right?
You forgot to buy.
Hey, did you leave, you left this on your cart? Are you, you know, hey, maybe here's 10% off to make that decision a little bit easier. Or, yeah. But then from there, You're in the list. Now all the correspondence, I mean, we're coming out of Black Friday right now.
Yep.
I have never been hit with more text message marketing than I did from any one of those lists that I was on. I bought a new watch during the time. They still hit me up every damn day. I just bought from them and they still try to sell me more.
Why do they know that? Why do they say, what do they know?
They know I am their client or I'm their, you know, potential buyer. And because I didn't opt out, They're still asking me if I'm interested.
Yep.
And that's the truth of it. I mean, I have one retail brand that every day, 5, 6 text messages. It's annoying as hell, but it's not annoying enough for me to leave.
Because you keep buying stuff.
Because I bought their, exactly. And when that day that I feel like, oh yeah, let me scroll what's relevant today. Boom, I buy something else. And then they stay on the list. And then, but to Tim's point, you gotta remember what these people have done already. They're on your list. They raised their hand. Mm-hmm. They've been interested in the service that solution that you provide. It's your obligation to ask them.
Yeah.
Think about it this way. If you're here to serve fitness and save lives and make changes into people's health and all of the things that we do this for, if these people raise their hand and you're not asking them would you like that solution that you said that you were interested in? You're failing your consumer.
Yeah, and look, guys, if they don't want to hear from you, let them opt out. Yeah. Let them opt out. Like, in fact, you want them to opt out because of all the rule changes that are, you know, they've already been out. But like in email marketing, if you email somebody that doesn't open your emails, it's just as bad as having bad emails on your list, because essentially that's a bad email.
You know, it's really funny. I actually looked at our email compliance or whatever, like the, they throw the, you know, red flags.
Yeah.
In the last, I think it was 60 days, three.
Okay.
Three complaints. That's it.
That's it.
Like, that's what we're worried about. Another big point of this, and I know, Tim, sometimes we're good at this. I know me and Zach are sometimes. It feels like the house is burning down when one or two people raise their hand or say something.
Yeah.
Do not let the fraction make, you know, your the opinion of the whole a fact.
Yeah, right? Like that one person texts you back and like, I told you, son of a gun, to, yeah. Gosh darn it, you should take me off your list. I didn't opt in for this. How'd you get my information? Well, you gave it to us, Mrs. Johnson. We don't just randomly throw phone numbers on our list. So yeah, don't let that get you into the wrong mindset where like, oh my God, everybody's freaking out. Shut all the email marketing down. It's your obligation.
Yeah, absolutely.
They joined your list for a reason now. The other thing, to your point, the best people on your list are the buyers. They've already trusted you to buy from you. What else can you sell your current clients right now that you're not?
There you go.
You got supplements? Put an email campaign together to your current clients. Hey guys, got a great new supplement line. I want to share it with you. Here's a 20% off clothing line. Whatever.
Fascial stretch therapy, massage. You've got, I mean, all of these things that we have in our facilities, or many have in their facilities, that once they're part of our main membership base, we never offer them again.
That's not the right thing to do.
Absolutely not.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group, and let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
So, case in point, like, go sell those people. That's what those companies are blasting you. He showed it to me, screenshot, like, look at all these text messages. Would I have opted out? Probably, but that's not going to keep me from buying, going and finding their website and buying again.
Sure.
Because if I want it, I'm going to go buy it.
And I'm also just, you know, sticking around because this is the same things we're telling you to do. And if these companies are doing it well and it's working for them, steal like an artist, guys. There's a process there that works. There's a reason that we're hell-bent on this stuff. The data proves it time and time again. Mm-hmm. We don't have to rebuild our whole email list every year. We lose a small percentage of them.
Yep.
And we refill that with multiples of what we've lost every time we, you know, drive more traffic to those opportunities. So yeah, it's, I assure you, and if use yourself as a guinea pig. I mean, look, go opt into the brands that you enjoy. Go get on their list, see what their processes are, and I guarantee you'll find that you're not doing anything close to what they're doing.
Doing like 5%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What they're doing, 10% max. Yeah, don't be afraid to create those campaigns. You know, you can send somebody 2 emails in a day. That's not against the law. You know what I mean? 2 texts in a day. Some of our text message campaigns purposely misspell a word, and they're like, oops, and then we send a text right behind it with an asterisk with the respelling of the word, right? It's automated, but it looks personal, and it's like 2 text messages back to back. Whatever, guys, stop being so timid with your list. The end of the day, again, we said it earlier, your revenue is directly proportional to the amount of offers you create and send to your list. The list is your gold mine. They say there's money in the list. Are you extracting it? Are you mining it out of your list? The only way to do that is to send them information and communication about stuff you have for sale and let them buy it. Click here, book an appointment. Here's a coupon code, whatever it is. Go do it, guys. Stop being so timid. It's your obligation. They're on your list for a reason.
And especially if you find, like, if you're one of those people who are constantly in need of a new marketing campaign, or you're the one that's over here yelling, I need leads, I need leads, I need leads. Well, I would assure you, the number of leads you need is fractional compared to the value that's in that list.
Yeah, going back.
Go backwards.
A month ago, months ago.
We just talked about the on a podcast not long ago, we did the win back campaign. Yeah. Right? That is a campaign that is designed to be sent to the people that are already on your list or the people that have moved on from your business, you know, they're no longer with you. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to go create a new lead. You don't have to go spend money to acquire that name, phone number, and email address. It's already in your database. Give them an offer, see if they're interested. And if it's not today and the timing isn't right, you're going to have another opportunity the next time you send that email.
And if you're listening to this, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what they're talking about. Go get something like Keep or whatever and go get a database started and start collecting emails because you're probably not.
winninggym.com/workshop still, but we, like our CLA, that is exactly what this campaign does. It nurtures your list, provides them with the opportunity to be face-to-face for a consultation. We're now doing it done for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. We should do a whole episode on that one coming up.
Yeah, you guys want the baddest automation tool for gyms out there? I still put it up against any. It's been 4.5 years, 5 years, probably put 400 gyms through this damn thing, workshop after workshop, and it's still running in a lot of gyms from 5 years ago.
We started yours in what, 2010?
Oh yeah, we built it since then.
It's been the main reason that people end up in a consultation in this facility since 2010.
Yep, from automation to the CLA. Anyways, tooting our own horn. Go write the damn email. If you're thinking about it, go create an offer that you don't even have right now. Just create it and send it out and see if somebody buys it. Why not? All right, that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.